Call our leasing manager, Jim Cavanaugh, and let him put you in the vehicle you need. Our parts department is fully stocked, and our trained service technicians are fast, reliable, and available until 9 p.m. to make sure your trucks stay rolling safely and efficiently.
Stop by Broadway Ford Truck Centers at 1506 South 7th in the Soulard Market area. Check them out on the web at BroadwayTruck.com or give them a call at 314-241-9140. A proud member of the Ford Business Preferred Network.
Is it leaking? Hi, St. Louis, it's the roofer for Lane House Construction. And if the answer to the question is yes, you need to call Lane House, your local source for roofing, siding, windows, and gutters. 866-546-ROOF or lanehouseconstruction.com.
Target Talk St. Louis, every Sunday from 6 to 7:30 p.m., is presented by Metro Shooting Supplies in Belleville and Bridgeton. Join host Stephen King as he discusses the world of firearms, from competitions to firearm safety.
For a second opinion on all your investment needs, call Mark and Jason at 636-695-2650 or go to markandjason.com.
It's the Friday edition of the Large Morning Show in the afternoon here on the Big 550 KTRS. I am Paul Harris. Ian's here. Dan is here. And, of course, you're welcome to be here as long as you haven't played the Harris Challenge in the last 30 days, because we're looking for some contestants right now. 314-969-KTRS, toll-free, 1-888-550-KTRS, cell phones, *KTRS. Thanks to a listener by the name of Mickey, who has been listening to this controversy about the commercials from Rick Perry, the governor of Texas, running here on this radio station and then being yanked off the air, and our general manager, Mark Dorsey, making the public statement about why we're not going to run those commercials in which Rick Perry is urging Missouri businesses to move to Texas, which we think stinks. And the story's getting picked up everywhere. Ian's been looking at some of the comments on HuffingtonPost.com, which picked up the story. And
not too favorable to Governor Perry.
No, they're not. I just saw McGraw-Milhaven in the hallway, and he told me that the governor is scheduled to be in the studio with him next Thursday.
Wow.
Well, it'll be interesting, considering these are the studios from which we're all bashing him for these commercials and all that.
It's the over-under that he maybe something else pops up
on
Thursday.
Well, as McGraw pointed out, if he doesn't show up, that's our next story. personally, I think it might be a good idea to build a border on the northern, build a fence on the northern border of Texas.
I'm good with that.
Keep the Texans in Texas.
Exactly. Don't bother messing with Texas. It's closed. In and out. All right, let's meet our first contestant for the Harris Challenge today. Hi, Craig. Welcome to the Big 550.
What's going on?
Tell us about yourself with your five-second cheap plug opportunity, because here in our broadcasting world, you, the consumer, rule, and that means you get your 5 seconds of free airtime with which you can promote your business, suck up to your boss, shout out to your friends and family, whatever you want.
Bash Governor Perry.
Anything you want, Craig. It's on you.
All right, I'd like to say hi to my stepdad, Mick. He got me on to you guys
okay
a couple years back, and I listen to you guys all the time.
Well, so thank you.
I'm AM and the PM, and I appreciate you guys on the radio.
Thank you. Well, we appreciate him turning you on to us, and let's turn on the semi-random category computer now and see which questions and categories come tumbling out for you to choose from. Category one is our weekly topical category. Have you been paying attention? Although the guys in the office, actually the women in the office today, told me that all of the categories are going to be topical today. But that's our most topical one. It's called Have You Been Paying Attention? Then category two is Call Me Chelsea. And then category three, Batman Before Ben. As you may have heard, Ben Affleck is going to be playing Superman in the new Batman versus Superman movie. So, which one of those categories would you like to start with, Craig?
I'll do the first one.
Have you been paying attention? All right. Here's how the Harris Challenge works for those of you who are new to our show. We start with one-pointer, work our way up to the five-pointer, and Craig has 60 seconds in which to answer all of those questions. If he wants to skip one and come back and pick it up later, that's certainly permitted. But when the buzzer sounds at the one-minute mark, we tally up the points, and if he has eight or better, he'll win. If he gets seven or less, of course, we'll have to punish him. That's not a decision we make. That's federal law. We're a federally licensed broadcast facility, and we have to follow the law in that regard. But the good news is, if he gets eight or better, he wins a fabulous prize package chosen especially for him by this guy.
Yay! The prize
pack! All right, Paul, we have a dozen free donuts.
Not just any donut. This is from the old time donut shop.
Old town donut.
Old town donut shop in Florissant. Yes. And in Cottleville.
Whatever you do, don't piss off the old town donut
shop.
Yeah,
no, I won't. I don't know why I said old time.
Donuts the size of your head.
They are. They're awesome. They are tremendous.
They are literally tremendous.
Or your choice. We'll give you that choice or a $20 gift certificate to Subliminal Subs.
Right here at Westport Plaza and many other locations.
Yes,
I've eaten them many times.
And we're going to throw in a Well Hungarians t-shirt.
So you get 8 points or more. You get your choice of those. You get 15 points. That's all the points you can get. We call it a clean sweep. And you win it all for a prize package of the value of well over
$1 million.
All right, Craig, have you been paying attention as the category? Let's set the clock at 60 seconds. And play the Harris Challenge. In what state did a man walk into a school with an AK-47 this week but was talked out of hurting anyone by Antoinette Tuff?
Pass.
Okay. Which company did CEO Steve Ballmer announce today that he's going to retire from in the next year?
Pass.
What was shut down for 3 hours yesterday afternoon because of a high-tech glitch?
Pass.
What did the Obamas name their new dog because it fit her cheerful personality?
Pass.
You're just passing on all of them, huh, Craig? Okay. Which U.S. senator renounced his Canadian citizenship this week?
Pass.
Oh, boy.
Is there any reason to go back to any of these, Craig?
I don't know any of them.
I got that sense.
Yeah.
I'll remind everybody that when you come on the Harris Challenge, you get your free will of choices when it comes to the categories. And Craig has chosen the one.
He paid attention to different things this week.
I think that's the bottom line, isn't it, Craig?
Georgia. Georgia.
Georgia is the correct answer for the one-pointer where the guy walked into the school with the AK-47.
No, that was my stepdad, Nick.
Well, you know what? I'm going to put one in the Nick category here. Steve Ballmer announced today he's stepping down as the CEO of Microsoft. NASDAQ was shut down by a glitch yesterday for 3 hours. The Obama's new dog is named Sonny, and the senator from Texas who renounces Canadian citizenship is Ted Cruz. Not a good week for Texas.
No.
Nick gets one, you get zero. But that means you're both below the threshold of 7 points, and so you have to be punished. Here now to punish you, what era is this band from, Dan? I can't even remember.
The 80s.
From the 80s?
Yes.
It's a group called Aztec Camera. Yeah. Now, they weren't a horrible band. They're pretty good musicians. They had some of their own good songs, but there was no reason for them to take Van Halen's rowdy rockin' song Jump and turn it into a ballad.
Yeah. Nothing gets me down. Well, you've got it tough.
Sounds like we're playing it at half speed, doesn't
yes.
it?
Yes.
Yeah. Welcome to the beautiful Polynesian Lounge, everyone.
And I know, baby, just how you feel. You've got some gold.
Van Halen on Xanax.
Yes, put some no-dos.
All right, pause it right there. I have a feeling we may have to come back to it. Craig, I'm sorry you didn't win anything, but I hope you and Nick have a nice weekend, and thanks very much for listening.
Yeah, thank you.
You're welcome. Here's our next contestant. Hello, Todd.
Hello, how are you guys?
Good. Tell us about yourself with your five-second cheap plug opportunity.
I'd like to say hello and I love you to Charlize Theron.
Oh, she listens every day, too.
She does.
Yeah, yeah, she does.
Wait, this just coming in. Oh, Charlize sends back a message of, who are you again? How many of those messages do you think Charlize Theron has heard in her life?
Nice choice in women, though, Todd.
Oh, I have no complaint
Thank you.
With that.
Yeah,
all right, here are the categories you can choose from, Todd. We have Call Me Chelsea, Batman Before Ben, or Mayors in Trouble. Which one would you like?
Batman Before Ben.
Okay, 60 seconds on the clock. Let's play the Harris Challenge. When Michael Keaton played Batman, who played the Joker?
Jack Nicholson.
Correct. For 1 point each, name the two actresses who have played Catwoman in Batman movies since 1990.
Michelle Pfeiffer.
Right.
Oh, yeah, and pass.
Who is the only actor to win an Oscar for his performance in a Batman movie?
Pass.
Who played Batman taking on Jim Carrey as the Riddler and Tommy Lee Jones as Two-Face?
Val Kilmer.
Correct. When George Clooney played Batman, who played Robin?
Chris O'Donnell.
Correct. All right, back to the two-pointer there. You've got one of the Catwomen. We need the other one. And we need the actor who won an Oscar.
I don't know the other Catwoman. I can't think of her name. And the Oscar, I would have to say, would be Christian Bale.
If I told you it was another actor who played the Joker in The Dark Knight.
Oh, yeah, Heath Ledger.
Heath Ledger is correct. And Anne Hathaway was the other Catwoman. By the way, you may have noticed I said who played Catwoman in Batman movies, because I was not going to accept that Halle Berry Catwoman movie. While she looked hot in the leather suit, that movie defined the word terrible.
Anne Hathaway.
Yeah.
I remember that.
She was pretty good in that last Batman movie
like
as Catwoman.
Hathaway.
And, of course, you got your original Catwoman, the greatest of all time, Julie Newmar.
Oh, yeah.
From TV.
Yeah.
Let's see how you did here, Todd. You got the five. You got the four. You got two for Michelle Pfeiffer. I'm sorry, one for Michelle Pfeiffer and one more for Jack Nicholson. That's a total of 11 points, Todd, and you're a winner.
Woo-hoo!
Congratulations. Hang on, and Dan will tell you how you get your prize, and we'll meet our next contestant now. Hello, Pat.
Hello.
Hi. Tell me about yourself with your five-second cheap plug opportunity.
How about www.appsheds.com. It's appsheds.com.
Okay.
It's novelty items for the iPhone.
Oh, all right. Appsheds.com. I do have to ask you one question, only because this is a personal peeve of mine. Why do you say W? Why don't people pronounce the L in that word?
I don't know. I say party four and washer too.
But let me ask you a question. Let's say Alan Craig gets up to bat in the Cardinals game tonight, and he hits a ball in the corner, and he ends up on second base. What do we call that?
Double.
So you pronounce the L in double, but not in double U.
No.
I'll work on it.
I appreciate that. Just a personal peeve of mine, Pat. You can have Call Me Chelsea, Mayor's in Trouble, or our new third category, Showbiz This Week.
I'll go with Showbiz This Week.
That sounded really confident, Pat. We've got 60 seconds on the clock. Let's play the Harris Challenge. Which TV show will Jennifer Lopez return to next season as a judge?
American Idol?
Correct. Which TV psychologist got in trouble this week for asking Twitter followers if it's okay to have sex with a drunk girl?
Pat.
Which legendary TV star was saved this week when he was pulled from his burning Jaguar?
Morgan Freeman.
Dick Van Dyke. Sly Stallone is in talks to bring one of his movie characters to a new TV series. Which character?
Rambo.
Correct. According to TV Guide, who is the highest paid late night TV star? Jon Stewart, David Letterman, Jay Leno.
Jon Stewart.
Correct. Back to the two-pointer. Which TV psychologist got in trouble this week for asking TV followers if it's okay to have sex with a drunk girl?
I have no idea.
The answer is Dr. Phil. It's not that he was asking for permission. He was going to use it as a topic for his TV show,
right?
But it seemed a little bit inappropriate to do that, so he deleted it. The problem with deleting it is it's on the internet, and there's nothing really deleted from the internet. Pat, let's see how you did. You got the five, you got the four, you got the one. Hey, that's 10 points, and you're a winner.
All right.
Congratulations on that. Earlier today, we spoke to Sylvester Stallone, asking him about that new Rambo TV series, and here's what he had to say.
I think I'd take him up the big screen, put him on the little screen, maybe it'd still be high def.
Sylvester Stallone, ladies and gentlemen.
Yeah.
Always a pleasure having him on the show.
His voice isn't in high def, though.
No, it's not. Let's meet our next contestant. Hello, Mike.
Hello, Bob. How you doing?
Good. Tell me about yourself with your five-second cheap plug opportunity.
I just want to say I never did like Texas.
All right, Mike, we have Mayor's in Trouble or Call Me Chelsea. Which one would you like?
Oh, jeez.
Enthusiasm comes right through the radio, doesn't it?
Let's do Call Me Chelsea.
Okay, 60 seconds on the clock. Let's play the Harris Challenge. Who announced this week, after being sentenced to 35 years in prison, that he wants to be referred to as Chelsea from now on?
Manning.
Correct. Bradley Chelsea Manning. Which TV network employs former first daughter Chelsea Clinton as a special news correspondent?
NBC.
NBC is right. What is the northernmost U.S. state to have a town named Chelsea?
North Dakota.
Maine. Which rock drummer was once part of a folk rock band called Chelsea? Was it Carl Palmer of ELP, Peter Criss of Kiss, or Max Weinberg of the E Street Band?
Palmer.
You said Carl Palmer. It was Peter Criss. Which TV network airs Chelsea Handler's show, Chelsea Lately? That would be the E channel. Mike, you ended up with the 1 and the 2, and then things fell apart for a total of only 3 points, and that means we have to punish you once again, ladies and gentlemen. The song stylings of Aztec Camera.
I can't just see me standing here. I've got my back against the record machine.
It's just wrong.
I ain't the worst that you've seen. I don't know what I mean.
Welcome back to Drunk Karaoke Night. Oh,
can't drink one.
You might as well.
Oh, you almost had it.
It sounded like he was going to have energy, David. For just a second, it sounded like he was going to do it, but no, he decided not to jump. I'm sorry you had to hear that, Mike.
Thank you. Have a good weekend.
You too. Have a great weekend yourself. And let's meet our final contestant today. Hello, Rich.
Hello. AM and PM.
Thank you.
And I really hope we don't have too much of that jump left, because I don't think I'm going to do too well on this last category, but I'll try.
Well, let's give it a shot here. The category is Mayors in Trouble, Rich. Let's play the Harris Challenge. In what city has Mayor Bob Filner been accused of sexual harassment by 18 women and is on the cusp of resigning?
San Diego.
Correct. What serial sexter is running for mayor of New York City?
Anthony Weiner.
Correct. Which mayor of Washington, D.C. lost his job after being videotaped smoking crack in 1990, went to prison for 6 months, but then came back as a member of the city council and was reelected mayor?
Marion something, isn't it?
Oh, yeah, it is. Pat. Okay, four-pointer. Which U.S. city was Kwame Kilpatrick the mayor of before resigning after he was convicted of perjury and obstruction of justice? In which Canadian city has Mayor Rob Ford been accused of being caught on video smoking crack?
Ontario.
It's Toronto. Back to the mayor of Washington, D.C. You got Marion Barry is correct. And how about Kwame Kilpatrick? Take a guess. What city? It is the beautiful, and by beautiful, I mean not beautiful at all, Detroit, Michigan.
Yeah.
Let's
see. We still own that? Is that still part of the country? I thought we gave that to Canada.
No.
We tried. They wouldn't take it.
You know what? Dan has been in Detroit and gone through the tunnel or over the bridge to Windsor, Ontario.
Many times.
Isn't it an amazing change when you go over that bridge? You're in a real city, in a real country?
Yes. It's like, I don't know. It's hard to describe. It's like the dumpiest slums into, like, Ladue.
Yeah.
Town and country.
Yeah, it's no wonder Windsor doesn't want to be affiliated with Detroit. Rich,
well, my understanding is a lot of residents in Windsor are suing the owners of the bridge because it's a privately owned bridge, and the owner's trying to put up a second span, and he's bought up 100 properties on the Canadian side, and he's let them.
Is that right? Are you talking about the Ambassador Bridge?
Yeah.
I had not heard anything about that. But that's not why you called, Rich. You called to play the Harris Challenge, and let's recap your scoring. You got Bob Filner for 1. You got Anthony Weiner for 2. You got Marion Barry for 3, and that was the end of it.
Oh, boy.
Only 6 points, Rich. Boy. I'm sorry. Yeah. Yeah. You did it to yourself. Here it comes.
Well, you might as well jump.
He does it one more time. Go I'm on the proper street. I will.
How old are you?
Okay. Makes you jump off the Ambassador Bridge, the Poplar Street Bridge, the Daniel Boone Bridge, the Planchette Bridge. It's just horrible. I'm sorry.
No, Memorial Overpass, just pick one.
Yeah. Have a great weekend. Thanks for playing.
Thanks, you too.
That's the Harris Challenge. Only 2 winners today. We'll try it again next Friday, right after the 5 o'clock news. So that means right around 5:15, join us and play along with us. It's the Harris Challenge, exclusively on the Big 550 KTRS and worldwide on KTRS.com. When we come back, we'll have Mike Evans in Hollywood, plus today's batch of knuckleheads in the news.
Yeah.
Let's go ahead and jump up airborne and check Tim Weiland with traffic.
Or jump out of an airplane?
Yes. There you go.
Without a parachute. Looking at eastbound 40 now, you are slowing from approaching Highway 141 up through Mason. You're slow again, Clayton Warson into Big Bend. Now we've got a stalled vehicle at 4th Street before the Poplar Street Bridge. The right lane is blocked. Traffic backed up approaching Vandeventer. It's just crawling there. Eastbound 70 is slow. A little bit east of Salisbury to almost Cole Street. Northbound 55 still backed up to Park. Now southbound 270, you're heavy from Olive down through Ladue, but then you've got stop-and-go pockets from Highway 40 down through Doherty Ferry. Southbound 141 was slow midway between Big Bend and Vance down to 44. Westbound 44 a little heavy between Mirage and Bowles. Eastbound 270 now is slowing east of McDonald through New Florist. In that earlier accident, things have started to thin out pretty nice. And southbound 170, we're looking at slow traffic now from about, looks like the Del Mar overpass down through Doherty Ferry. Oh, also in eastbound 40, made a mistake. You do have slow pockets from Clarkson all the way into Mason. This traffic report, it is brought to you by St. Louis Bread Company. A summer favorite is back at St. Louis Bread Company. The strawberry poppy seed and chicken salad featuring summer's ripest strawberries, fresh blueberries, and pineapple, all topped with tender antibiotic chicken. St. Louis Bread Company. Live consciously, eat deliciously. With your Golden Oak Lending Airborne traffic, I'm Tim Weiland on the Big 550 KTRS.
You're a piece of the puzzle at the St. Louis Art Fair in downtown Clayton, where all the pieces come together. Beginning Friday, September 6th through the 8th, meet 181 artists and shop their booths filled with 13 mediums, from paintings to jewelry, ceramics, and more. Plus, there'll be food and entertainment for the whole family. Stop by the KTRS Apple Vacations booth and register to win a three-night trip for two to Riu Palace Peninsula in Cancun, Mexico, including round-trip air, all meals and drinks from Apple Vacations, America's favorite vacation company, and the Big 550. For more on the St. Louis Art Fair, go to the events page at ktrs.com.
I run a small business. For me, time really is money. So I got all my paperwork and computer files organized in one place with the Neat digital filing system. What used to take me an hour now takes less than a minute. I'm saving time and money at work and at home, too.
Whether you're running a business or just trying to run your life better, Neat is the best way to organize all your statements, invoices, receipts, recipes, every document in one tidy, easy-to-find digital place. And now you can try the Neat digital filing system for free just by calling 1-800-400-7990. The Neat scanner and software do all the work for you, organizing all your documents so you can find anything you want in just seconds just by typing one word.
The Neat system is super easy to use. There's nothing else like it.
Try the Neat system yourself for free. Just call 1-800-400-7990. That's 1-800-400-7990. 1-800-400-7990.
If you want to work until you drop, reduce your standard of living in retirement, or lose more of your hard-earned money in the stock market again, then just ignore me. But if you'd like to protect the money you save, receive a steady, predictable retirement income, and enjoy financial security for as long as you live, then listen to this. A free report is now available that reveals the wealth-building secrets Wall Street and the banks don't want you to know. This report reveals how you can get guaranteed growth, safety, and real prosperity without risking your money in the Wall Street casino, and how to get the money you need when you need it, simply by asking for it. This is the best way to have a 100% secure retirement and know your money will last as long as you do. And it beats the pants off any IRA or 401k. To learn more about this method and to get your free report, go to bankonyourself.com right now. That's bankonyourself.com. www.bankonyourself.com.
Mom was always positive, always in control. But lately she's been having difficulty caring for herself. We're considering an assisted living facility, but we're concerned Mom won't be happy. She won't be herself. Then a friend suggested DeSmet Retirement Community.
Whether your loved one is ready to enjoy the simple pleasures of worry-free apartment living or needs a little assistance with their day-to-day activities, DeSmet Retirement Community in Florissant is the community that fits their needs and yours. Along with their full-service independent living program, DeSmet Retirement Community offers an assisted living program, so even if their health care needs change, they'll remain among their friends. The staff at DeSmet Retirement Community is dedicated to their well-being, and small pets are welcome. Call 314-832-8000. 248-3811 to find out what makes the Smet Retirement Community home, or email thesmetretirement@rhf.org.
Mom's happy, and most importantly, she's herself.
The Smet Retirement Community, 1425 New Florissant Road in Florissant.
Enjoy a day, a weekend, or a week of fun with the family this summer at Riverview Ranch in nearby Bourbon, Missouri. Riverview Ranch offers float trips on the Merrimack River by canoe, rafts, tubes, or kayaks. After your float, you can take a dip in their pool or enjoy barbecuing by the river or in one of their shelters complete with picnic tables. End your day by the campfire and a gaze at the stars. There are other attractions, too, including nearby wineries, Onondaga Cave, Merrimack Caverns, and more. Riverview Ranch is great for a family getaway, a company picnic, family reunion, or group outing, with campsites or cabins for overnight stays. Best of all, Riverview Ranch hasn't raised their prices since 2007. It's affordable fun for the entire family. Call Riverview Ranch today, 800-RIV-VIEW. That's 800-748-8439. Online at riverviewranch.org. For affordable family fun, you need to visit Riverview Ranch, just an hour away from St. Louis and Bourbon, Missouri.
College students, busy parents, everybody needs easy and convenient ways to manage our money, individually as well as jointly. That's why American Eagle Credit Union offers smart solutions, free checking for students, including mobile banking. Check out ameaglecu.org to open up an account right now. And when you open your account, tell them McGraw sent you and you'll get two entries to win an iPad. ameaglecu.org. Join today and see for yourself.
Member eligibility and account approval required. Tablet offer valid through September 20th, 2013. No purchase necessary.
Save up to 30% on great camping and cycling gear and fall clothing. Go to REI Fall Season Sale August 23rd through September 2nd.
Hi, St. Louis. It's the roofer for Lane House Construction. As oil prices continue to rise, so will the price of roofing. Lane House offers payment plans to fit any budget, so don't wait. Call Lane House Construction, 866-546-ROOF or lanehouseconstruction.com.
The Big 550 is your home for everything Mizzou. Tune in this Monday night from 6 to 9 for Mizzou Monday. Live from Friendly Sports Bar and Grill in South City with John Hadley and Jim Huer. We'll recap the last game, preview the next game, and for everyone at Friendly Sports Bar and Grill, we'll have more fun off the air. Mizzou Mondays live from Friendly Sports Bar and Grill in South City. Brought to you by Dos Lunas Tequila. 100% Weber Blue Agave Tequila from the Jalisco Highlands in Mexico. And the Big 550 KTRS. We are our Mizzou.
It's Aloha Friday. No work till Monday.
It's the Friday edition of the Large Morning Show in the afternoon here on the Big 550 KTRS. This portion of the show every day is brought to you by Thompson Price Kitchens, Baths, and Home. Check their showroom on Manchester and DePere or their website online at thompsonprice.com. And the man they sponsor every day this time is Mr. Mike Evans. Hello, Mike.
Hi, Dan.
Happy Friday to you.
Hi, Dan.
Everything okay?
Anyway.
No.
All right. Fine. How about a pop quiz question?
That'll do better.
We've talked about the best celebrity bowler, golfer, tennis player. Today, name the name of the best celebrity paddleboard surfer. A lot of older dudes like to paddleboard, sort of surfing on a long board with a long paddle to sort of help your balance. Is it Bruce Willis, Bruce Jenner, Bruce Springsteen? Answer in just a minute. All right, my first Christmas gift suggestion. You know, once the fall gets close, I start doing this when I see something I think is really cool. Hey, this is a book. It isn't going to be released for another month, but, man, it is really good. It's called Musts, Maybes, and Nevers. It's by David Pickers, the former president of United Artists, Columbia, and Paramount Studios. If you like old Hollywood, man, this is the book. Fabulous behind-the-scenes stories of old Hollywood, from Laurel and Hardy to Abbott and Costello to John Wayne to Woody Allen, Elvis Presley. It's just all the old stars and some stories about some of the famous stars that hooked up that's really going to surprise you. If you like old Hollywood, Musts, Maybes, and Nevers by David Pickers is a great book.
Okay.
4 stars. Speaking of books, I think we all remember this. I talked about it months and months ago, a great book. I gave it 4 stars, Unbroken, the true story of Louis Zamperini, an Olympian, went to World War II, shot down for a couple months, had to live on a raft in the Pacific Ocean, survived that, only to be picked up by a Japanese U-boat, was taken prisoner of war and was beaten every day for a couple of years and survived. Louis Zamperini wrote a book, Unbroken, great book. Now it'll be a movie produced and directed by Angelina Jolie.
Ooh, hey. Interesting.
Surprise. TV news. So this is just me. This is just me. If I was running America's Got Talent, instead of having one winner getting $1 million in their own show in Vegas, let's face it, no matter how good these acts are, none of them can sustain a 90-minute show in Las Vegas every night.
Right.
I say there should be 4 winners on America's Got Talent, give each one $250,000, and those 4 acts, they do a one big show in Las Vegas, sort of a variety show.
Now, yeah. Now you got something, because they can certainly each go with 15 or 20 minutes.
Absolutely. You get a comedian, and you get a singing group or a dance group, you get a contortionist, you get whatever. I mean, yeah, I think that's a good idea.
It is.
Makes, that's just me.
Makes too much sense.
Well, there you go. There you go. How about this for not Sylvester Stallone shopping an hour-long weekly Rambo TV show.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I can't wait for that.
Yeah, I would do it.
What the hell's wrong with your voice?
It's got a cold.
Oh. Odds and ends. Boy, I tell you what, incredible backlash about Ben Affleck being named the new Batman. The social networks are going crazy.
Yeah, why?
Nobody likes this idea.
Why?
Oh, people rather have Jake Gyllenhaal. They'd rather have, I'm seeing Bradley Cooper. It's overwhelming that Ben Affleck should not be Batman.
Maybe people like Ben Affleck and they don't want him to ruin his career by being Batman in this movie.
I don't think he fits the Batman either. I think there's got to be,
I read online.
Why do you want to even pigeonhole yourself? And I think that could. I think it's a bad career move, but hey, that's just me.
I read online, too, though, that the same backlash happened when Heath Ledger was signed to do the Joker.
Oh, really?
So
you saw how that turned out for him.
Yeah.
What's up with Al Gore's hair? He dyed it blonde.
What?
Al Gore is a blonde now. What's up with that?
Well, you know what? His current TV finally went off the air a few days ago, and that channel got taken over by Al Jazeera America. And so now, since he's not in the TV business anymore, he can finally be the blonde he always wanted to be.
Yes. I just needed a change.
It's on your voice.
I don't know.
That is the best Sylvester Stallone I've ever heard.
It is. I think maybe it has something to do with global warming. I don't know. Kanye West says that he turned down a job as a judge on American Idol, and he did it because he didn't want it to hurt his street cred. Kanye West's street cred is being a rude, ignorant, 5'7", 145-pound bully.
Yep.
Yeah, I guess he doesn't want to affect that.
Right.
Hold on to that. Yeah. Who's the paddleboarder? Is it Bruce Willis? Bruce Springsteen? Bruce Jenner?
This is a lock. It's Bruce Willis.
I say Bruce Willis.
And here, all this time, I thought he was born to run.
Oh.
Surfing, paddle surfing over in the Jersey Shore. The answer is Bruce Springsteen. And finally.
I said it's a lot, Springsteen.
Come on, St. Louis, sing along. Aloha Friday. No word, no Monday. Hey. We're going to play today. Hey. Aloha Friday. Come on, St. Louis. Huge. The Rams. Go Dodgers! Lady Okalani, Lani, Ani, okay, and look who and a cock and a and hui hui ho. Chilwa, Kami, Kai, Wabi, Nado, Kamiki, Kaka, hui ho.
Mike Evans, I can never remember the words. Mike Evans is brought to you each and every day by Thompson Price. Kitchens, baths, and home online at thompsonprice.com. Before we get to knuckleheads, I just want to mention one story from this week. Louis C.K., who I have grown to admire quite a bit in the last few years. I've always liked him as a stand-up, but his FX show is spectacular. It won't be back on until next summer, unfortunately. But he was on Letterman a few nights ago, and one of the stories he told was about how he bought a boat, and he was out on the boat around New York City, in one of the Hudson River or the East River, and he heard a report over the the radio on the boat that there was a dead body in the water somewhere.
Mm.
And just moments later, he looked down and there was the dead body right there.
Oh, man.
And so he pulled his boat up next to it and he got on the radio and said, "Hey, I found it." And eventually the fire department and the police department came out there and they rescued it. But he said in that interview, and I give him so much credit for this, he didn't take out his phone and take a picture of it because, after all, there's a person who was alive a little shortly before that, and now they're dead, and you don't know what the story is. And it turned out the guy had jumped off a bridge, so he was a suicide. And he said, "You know what? I didn't want that in my phone. I didn't want to have to walk around with that."
I have to agree with him. I don't think I would like to think. I mean, I know I wouldn't.
What percentage of Americans do you think not only take that picture and have it in their phone, but are putting it up on Facebook and Twitter and Instagram and letting the world know, "I found a dead guy in the water"?
Oh, yeah. Under 25 and over 25, I'm sure the percentage is a spike.
I think under 35, it's a 99% online shot seconds after you come across it. But I give him so much credit for that. I think that's terrific. Span the globe for stories wacky enough to qualify as knuckleheads. In the news, we begin in Boulder, Colorado, where Alex Walden reported that her black Jetta had been stolen from a street near the University of Colorado campus. And then minutes after calling 911 to report that, she and her boyfriend were crossing a street in the neighborhood when she realized the car that had stopped to let them cross the street was her Jetta. Alex confronted the driver and a woman in the passenger seat, and she said, "What are you doing?" And the driver said, "I'm just trying to let you cross the street." He had no idea it was her car, so he started to drive away, but Alex's boyfriend, Ryan Tippetts, jumped through the window. The car thief kept going with Ryan's feet hanging out the window. The driver started punching and screaming at Ryan, "I'm going to shoot you, I'm going to shoot you, I'm going to kill you, get out of my car!" But Ryan had his hand on the steering wheel and turned it so the car ran into the curb, and that's when the driver, Davian Payne, got out and started running. He was later picked up by the cops and arrested for aggravated motor vehicle theft and several other charges. This guy, Payne, he's a former University of Colorado running back, had been dismissed by the team earlier in the year for violating team rules, and then he was ruled academically ineligible to play. As for the boyfriend, Ryan, he was taken to the hospital, treated for a broken larynx.
Whoa.
No.
I will tell you right now, Alex, the girlfriend, you cannot break up with him for 1 year.
No.
Story number two, Wyoming. A couple hired Davey Orgill as their wedding photographer, and 2 days before the big event, they went and posed with him for some formal pictures. And Orgill told them that he was going to use a camera mounted on a DJI Phantom quadcopter. That's a popular drone helicopter that can fly several hundred feet in the air, and from that he would capture some stunning images. But things went a little bit wrong when... Well, here's how Orgill described it to a local TV station. Quote, "I had done one successful flyby, and I brought it around for another pass to make sure it was smooth. But on the return pass, I underestimated the lift time, and I hit the groom in the face." The groom had a cut on his cheek and on the side of his head. But amazingly, the good-natured couple went on with the shoot and took it all in good humor. Orgill continued, quote, "I felt horrible. At the request of the bride and groom, I ended up putting the video online. It sucks that this happened, but I've decided to own up to what I did instead of trying to hide it from the world." And then he was asked by a TV reporter, "Do you think that this is going to be good for your business, considering it's gotten a million page views?" He said, "I think any exposure is good, although aerial work is not really a big part of our business." Yeah, maybe not. From now on, you may want to practice that a little bit more before you bring it on some other bride and groom. And we'll finish today in Lock Mill Lock in Lake Mill Lock, Minnesota, where a TV weatherman named Sven Sundgaard was sleeping at his family's cabin when he woke up to find something on his face. Not someone, something. He swiped at it. It flew off. He ran for the light switch to see what it was. Turned out to be a bat.
Oh.
He chased it out of the cabin, but now he wishes he had caught it so authorities could determine if it was rabid, because when he got back to work, several people said, "Well, did the bat bite you?" And he said, "I'm not sure. I found out that a bat's teeth are so small they can leave marks that disappear quickly." Then Blake McCoy, a weekend anchor at the TV station, sent Sven an article about rabies cases. And then he did some online research before finally going to a doctor and getting the painful series of rabies injections. After the first round of shots, he was so sore he had to take a day off. When he got back to work, he convinced the news director to let him do a special report about bats and rabies and how deadly the viral disease of the central nervous system can be in humans. He also discovered that the vaccination is expensive. Any idea how much it costs to get rabies shots?
No idea.
$7,000.
Whoa.
Wow.
The biggest lesson he learned, Sven says, quote, if I ever see a bat in the house again, I'm going to catch it and send it in for testing. It'll save a lot of time and worry and money to just find out that I don't have rabies. And those are your knuckleheads in the news for today. Join me for my syndicated show, America Weekend, heard midnight Saturdays and Sundays here on the Big 550 KTRS. And thanks to Governor Jay Nixon for calling in and supporting this station in our support of local Missouri businesses that will not be stolen away by Texas Governor Rick Perry. I'm Paul Harris. That's Dan Strauss. That's Eon the Peon. Thanks for listening to the Big 550 KTRS.
Let's get another look at traffic right now. Airborne, here's Tim Weiland.
All right, let me give you a bit of good news. They've cleared that stall from eastbound 40 near 4th Street, so the traffic is jammed back to Kings Highway. So it's going to be slow Kings Highway to the Poplar Street Bridge. Once you get over the bridge, expect slow traffic all the way through 64 because that's where you got a multi-vehicle accident, including a truck that's blocking the left center lane. So it's a slow go trying to get out of town. Eastbound 40, baseball traffic coming in. You're slow from Clarkson up through Mason, from Clayton Warson to Big Bend. Right now I'm looking at eastbound 70 up in St. Charles County, and you are slow from 5th Street up to the Blanchett Bridge. I don't really see a reason why the eastbound traffic should be so slow. Just a lot of volume there. Westbound is slow between 270 and the Earth City Expressway. Well, it's just running a little slow between there. You are heavy, though, between 370 out through Mid Rivers Mall Drive. Eastbound 270, you're getting much better. It's slow midway between McDonald and Lindbergh through New Florissant. Southbound 270, heavy south of 64 down through Doherty Ferry. And on westbound 44, things have thinned out in the Fenton area. You're looking good through 141 and Antire. This traffic report is brought to you by Famous Footwear. BOGO is back at Famous Footwear. Buy one pair of shoes, get another pair half off. Huge savings for back to school on all the hottest brands like Vans, Adidas, Madden Girl. Famous brands, famously easy. Famous Footwear, victory is yours. With your Golden Oak Lending Airborne traffic, I'm Tim Weiland on the Big 550 KTRS.
The Big 550 KTRS. We are Mizzou.
Gary Pinkel's 13th season at Missouri opens up Saturday, August the 31st against the Racers of Murray State. Hi, I'm Mike Kelly, the voice of the Missouri Tigers. Gary Pinkel's teams have won 90 games in 12 previous seasons. How will this year fare? We'll find out, and we hope you tune in right here.
Get every pass, every play right here on the Big 550 KTRS.
Hi, St. Louis, it's the roofer for Lane House Construction. Most people know Lane House is a great roofing company, but did you know we also do siding, windows, gutters, and decks? So if you have work on the outside of your home, call Lane House Construction, 866-546-ROOF or lanehouseconstruction.com.
Do you have unfiled tax returns or owe the IRS or state more than $10,000? If you don't take action now, your tax problem is only going to get worse. Seizure of property, bank levies, wage garnishments, and potential criminal prosecution. Call the experts at U.S. Tax Shield for help at 1-800-334-5070. Our tax advisors will review your case for free, inform you of your rights, and give you a guaranteed quote. And we have an A-plus rating with the BBB. So get protected. Call U.S. Tax Shield now at 1-800-334-5070.
Flooring sale alert from Lumber Liquidators. For a limited time only, we're offering unheard of flooring deals at every local store. Get 20% off any laminate floor. Refinished hardwood from 99 cents a square foot. Beautiful bamboo from just $1.39. All hand-scraped flooring is on sale. Plus new deals added daily at every local store. Angus special extended financing. Sale is going on now. Don't wait. Visit LumberLiquidators.com or your local store today.
Policies issued by American General Life Insurance Company, Houston, Texas. Not available in all states. For details, visit AIGDirect.com.
Our kids are our world, and when it comes to their futures, we don't take chances. That's why we got term life insurance through AIG Direct. Policies are as low as $18 a month for a $250,000 in coverage.
So if something happened to my husband or me, the kids' education, their financial security will still be in place. Call AIG Direct today for a free no-obligation quote. You could save up to 70%. Call 1-800-934-0771. That's 1-800-934-0771.
I'm hungry.
Looking to try a new local restaurant?
Yes, I am.
Search Kuna Foods' new dining website, bestrestaurantsinst.louis.com. That's bestrestaurantsinst.louis.com.
Thanks.
Cars.com has all the tools you need for stress-free shopping so you can get the right car without all the drama. Cars.com. All drive, no drama.
You've got a friend in me. When the road looks rough ahead and you're miles and miles from your nice warm bed, you just remember what your old past said. Boy, you got a friend in me. Yeah, you got a friend in me.
This is the end, my only friend, the end.
Some folks has asked me, if you had it to do over again, would you do it the same way? I reckon I would.
I'd say that was a pretty successful broadcast.
Is this a happy ending or a sad ending?
It's an ending, that's enough.
We'll catch you next time.
Why don't you make like a tree and get out of here?
Thank you for coming. I'll see you in hell.
Please come again.
Go on. Leave. Get out. Next.
I am just a figment of your imagination.
Good night, ladies.
Good night, sir.
You dudes get lost now here.
Good night, Danielson.
Hasta la vista, baby.
Well, gentlemen, no point in hanging around this dump any longer.
Okay, I love you. Bye-bye.
I do wish we could chat longer, but I'm having an old friend for dinner. Bye.
Well, I hope you folks enjoyed yourselves. Get you later on down the trail.
You're still here? It's over. Go home. Go.
I'm out of here.
All right, thanks for calling.
All right, Dean.
Bye, y'all.
The Tigers play here on KTRS St. Louis.
From ABC News, I'm Chuck Severson. Resigning effective on the 30th, San Diego Mayor Bob Filner speaking at a meeting of the city council minutes ago, citing what he calls a lynch mob mentality against him.
There are well-organized interests who have run this city for 50 years who pointed the gun